All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to God's house. What a beautiful Sunday morning it is. I'd like to invite our online audience to join us this morning. And we've got a few people out here. Pastor Matt, he couldn't make it today. He came down sick. Was feeling better this morning, but decided it'd be best to stay home. So we're missing him today. Missing a few others. And we pray that God is with each and every one of you. My message today is going to be growth through adversity. One of the greatest misconceptions about the Christian faith is that hardship and adversity from life Christians are never exempt from fire and flood. What we do have is a promise that we will never go through those storms alone. You know, some people think that just, you know, that they're Christians now and life circumstances will never, ever bother them and all. But you got to remember, life is life. Stuff is going to happen. But we do have one. We do have one. We have the strength of our Savior. We have Jesus Christ, our King. Amen. Go look, first of all, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. And it says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." Amen. God never meant or made provisions for us to stop our spiritual growth. God's purpose for us is to become Christ-like in all of our Christian growth. Some of us feel like we've come to a place where we have grown enough in our walk with God, somewhat stagnated. God will allow adversity to come into our lives, sometimes to move us. God wants us closer to Him. He wants us to grow, to walk with Him. How we respond to our trials will either make us or break us. Why is it that when we encounter trials, some Christians just want to give up? People will quit going to church. They'll quit reading the Bible. They'll quit praying. And some even become bitter and angry. They blame God for all their problems. They would say, "It's God's fault. He owes me something." Let me tell you, God doesn't owe anyone anything.
Amen.
God, because of His mercy and grace, chooses to give us His blessings. Not because He owed us or had to. He chose to. If we submit ourselves to God, we'll discover something about God and maybe ourselves. God has a purpose for every trial that we may face. God has the power to work things out for good. God sees the purpose and the outcome when all we see and feel is the pain. But remember, God will never leave you nor forsake you in your time of trial. He is with you always. Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Let's say that again. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. No matter what I'm facing, no matter what my trials are, no matter what lay ahead of me, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. We need to turn to God for strength and guidance, no matter what goes on, no matter if it's the death of a loved one, loss of a job, no matter what the trials are, through Him. Nobody else, but through Him. Problems, troubles are going to happen. There's no getting around it. But if we are going to turn our trials into triumphs, we must have God. In James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds." Consider it joy. He's not saying you should be sad. He's not saying all that. Consider it joy that you're having to face these trials. Think of the trials and tribulations that that Jesus went through for us. Think of all that He gave. And He's telling us joy. Through those trials and tribulations should be joy. In Peter 4:12, it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed." Overjoyed. They're coming. Your problems and your trials. No one is immune. But when we fall into them, God wants us to cry out. Our troubles are not planned, which is good, because we would make ourselves crazy. We don't plan to have trouble, don't plan to have the flat tire alongside of the road, but it happens. And suddenly, and without notice. I'm going to go back to James, and we'll look at 3 and 4. "Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may mature and complete, not lacking in anything." Our trials do have a purpose. All the pain, the pressures, and the suffering have a purpose. Isn't it good to know that our trials do have value? You're not going through them without reason. One would be maybe to bring you closer to God. It also shows that God is doing something in your lives. Problems purify your faith. Christians are a lot like gifts. You never know what's inside until you open it up. Your faith grows when things don't go as planned. When you don't feel like doing what's right, but you trudge through it anyway. Your faith is like steel. When tested, you come out stronger. They help you grow, mature, and humble. As we close, remember, your trials are a good thing. It makes you stronger. It brings you closer to God. Jesus didn't lay down his troubles. He carried them with him. Remember that no matter what's going on in your life, your Heavenly Father is there. He's there to walk with you. You don't walk alone. You may feel alone, but you don't walk alone. Your Father is with you every step of the way. And when you stumble, he's there to pick you up. And if you fall backwards, he's there to catch you. And if you turn your back on him, he waits for you. He doesn't leave you. God is great. No matter what's going on in your life, God is great. I had the opportunity the other day to visit with a couple, and his wife has cancer. And she found out Thursday that cancer stage 4. And she's got lesions throughout her body. And the doctor's given her 9 months to live. If she takes chemo, then she might get a couple more months. The woman is amazing. Because when I talked with her, she says, it's God's will. It will happen in God's time, whether it's before or after. She has faith that she knows that no matter what trial she's going through right now, what the tribulation is, that she has God by her side, that she's not walking this alone. So when you think about it, and we think about our own little petty trials and circumstances, remember that God's there with us, that we are not alone. Amen, sweet Jesus. Lord, thank you for bringing us together today, Father. Thank you for your word. I pray that it is what you wanted, Father. And now from what I had to say, Father, I prayed it was your words, not mine. I pray it's your love that's felt, Father, that we know that we can come to you with anything that we're struggling with, Father, that we can lay it at your feet, and you will pick it up and carry us through. In Jesus' sweet name, amen.